This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
JB and Bill, right now we are joined by former Melbourne captain, Coleman medalist, two-time All-Australian, and now brewery owner, David Neitz.
Our next guest is a Demons legend. He's a Best and Fairest winner, seven-time leading goal kicker, Hall of Famer, and he's the last D to win the Coleman.
David Neitz for goal number 9. He's got it.
Please welcome David Neitz.
How good. The resume, just extraordinary. Melbourne's greatest ever modern player, which I've told Nita many times, hopefully when Gary Lyon's in the vicinity. Welcome, Nita.
Thank you very much, JB and Bill. Good to be here.
Hello, David. Great to have you across the road here. Now, most goals, most games, you're bloody superstar, weren't you?
Absolutely, mate.
And born in Tasmania.
Born in Tassie, yeah, I was. I was there for about 5 minutes. But now Dad was working down there and playing footy. So he was playing footy down at Ulverston and just enough time to have me.
Yeah.
And then get back back to Melbourne after that.
Now, you must be pleased, Nita, with how – I don't reckon I've spoken to you since the Melbourne Premiership and obviously that, the rebirth of the footy club as a powerhouse in the comp. That must make you as a very proud Demon feel great.
Oh, it was. It was enormous, actually. Even though we didn't get over there due to COVID and all that, it was still one of the most fantastic, memorable nights that I've had. And on the phone with all the Melbourne mates and teammates and ex-teammates and all those things, it was magnificent.
Where were you? Because Balls Grinter, we all know, does an extraordinary job with the past players, getting you all together. And it was, of course, during the pandemic. Were you able to even Zoom or, be with your old mates? How did that work?
I managed to stretch out. I think Paul Hopgood was in my bubble.
Yes.
Pretty close to the bubble anyway. So I just might have meandered over to his place and sat down with the family and enjoyed it with him. So, and his young boy was 10, I think, at that stage. And it was absolutely over the moon with the whole thing.
Yeah, and you all get on really well. You've got a good little past players group, haven't you?
We do. We have a running group. A lot of the past players get involved in that, the Saturday morning.
Running group.
I haven't been to the running group.
I was going to say, when was the last time you attended that?
It's been a little while.
You and Hoppy haven't been for a while.
it's been a little while. Well, the idea initially was because we're always catching up, having a few beers, and we thought, let's do something healthy. So we'd do this running group. And every time you go running, we have breakfast, of course, and that just undoes all the good job you did with the run. And the other thing that it's done, it's instead of lowering the amount of times that we go out having a few beers, it's just increased the opportunity to plan the next session when we go out and have a good time together.
Well, you do have a pub to go to now. We'll talk about that shortly. But back when you played, you're the most goals kicked for Melbourne Footy Club, 631, and most games played. But you didn't play forward a lot of the time. You played down back because you had Gaz up there and you had Big Ox up there. So you had to go back a bit, didn't you?
Yeah, we had Alan Jakovic early days. He was down there as well. Yep. So I had to go down and try and curtail guys like you, Bill.
Yes, hard work.
And you had no problem with that, Nita.
Not sure how successful I was at that, but you and Big Baz Stoneham just cruising around in the Geelong forward line. So, but it was great times. A great way to learn, actually, as a defender playing on great forwards like yourself, Bill.
And then you went forward and kicked more goals. When you were playing, did you ever get rested, Nita?
Arrested. Don't think I got arrested.
No, rested.
Arrested.
Not arrested.
You said arrested. Oh, Jesus. Where are we going?
Yeah, no.
Did we get rested?
Yeah.
No.
You don't want to nowadays, let me tell you. Now, we're going to talk about the pub, Jim, because we went down there the other day, me and Ramsey and Zozo.
Yep.
And, tell you what.
Brewmanity.
So tell us about Brewmanity, because the other side of it is the pub, of course, the...
Bell's
Hotel.
So Brewmanity, we're a beer company, so we good beer and good deets.
Yeah.
So we started off raising funds for Neil Danaher, and we've raised about $970,000 for Fight MND over the journey. And in the background, we've been trying to build a brewery. So it's taken bout of COVID, planning issues, all that sort of stuff, about 3 years, and we finally built it. But, just in South Melbourne here.
Great.
Cope Street, three levels, two magnificent rooftop bars overlooking the city. and a brewery and beer hall downstairs.
Downstairs.
Did you know anything about brewing prior to this, Nita?
Well, we started back in 2015, and I knew a little bit about it. One of my mates worked for CUB for quite a long time, so we both knew a little bit about it, and since then we've learnt a hell of a lot more. But we've got a magnificent brewer. His background has been at, you know, Little Creatures in Geelong, and he's worked at, you know, several breweries along the way. So we're in good hands when it comes to our beer, that's for sure.
And well, I haven't been in there, but I'm just reading fat. 14 different beer options, 36 taps.
36 because we need them, because we need them. But it's really good options. We've got great food options as well. We're just near Bell's Hotel, so we curate our menu out of their kitchen, so we've got a great relationship with the guys there as well.
With Sammy, who pops in now and then, I see.
He's popped in a few too many times so far. We've just got to work out his tab, but anyway, yes. That's okay.
But it is beautiful.
It's open tomorrow, Bill, by the way. Happy hour, 3 to 6 p.m. on Good Friday.
Oh, you know. I know, we're open. We're one of the only ones that are open, so if you're having a staycation over Easter, you know where to go, straight to South Melbourne and Brewmanity.
Happy hour, 3 to 6.
Mm. Absolutely.
And a beautiful view. Upstairs, of course, but dogs are allowed too. I like that.
Yeah. We've got a big outdoor balcony, so you can bring your woofer along and do all those things. So, yeah, very community focused we are.
Right, we've got to take a break. Thank you, Leroy. Yes, we've got a little song, I think, and we'll be back with the great David Neitz.
Might be an ad break, Bill, but that's all right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know how bad that was, then.
I don't even like it.
Former Melbourne captain and legend David Neitz has stuck around, whose new brewery, Brewmanity, has opened up just around the corner from us, Bill, Tope Street, South Melbourne. It is open tomorrow, Good Friday,
so
as well.
We're up here at the Gabba. Neitz in the studios in South Melbourne with Leroy and Fat, who just started having an argument.
Yeah.
And Neitz looked down the camera and thought, are you thinking I'm in the middle of a genius sandwich here?
Oh. We've got
idiot
4 minutes.
An idiot.
On 4 minutes, I said, Leroy, just tell us on your fingers. He goes, look at the clock. Shut up. I don't want to look at the clock. Married two girls. Do they play footy?
I've got two little girls, 9 and 5.
Yeah.
So the 9-year-old's playing footy. She played last year for the first time.
Good.
Didn't win a game, the girls. They kicked one goal for the season. She's okay, but then the little one who's 5 doesn't do anything yet, but the little one could be a bit of a goer. She's a she's an inside midfielder, I think. So a bit of go about her.
Do
you go along and watch the Deeth?
I do try and get along. I went and watched against the Hawks on the weekend.
Good.
Not the greatest advertisement for the game, I wouldn't have thought, but the D's were super hot in the first quarter. The pressure was amazing. And, love getting down there when I can.
I loved your era. We've chatted about this before, yes. Nita. You just played in a Melbourne team that fascinated me. Not only Hoppy, of course, your great mate. Stinger. Brent Lovett. Glenn Lovett.
Yes.
Andrew Leoncelli. Guy Rigoni.
Uzi.
One of my favourite names ever. Craig Smoker.
Yes,
Craig Smoker.
Good old Smokes.
Adam Uze. You've been talking to him. Geez, he needs a win.
He does need a win. They've been okay, the Tigers, without cracking it for a win. But Stephen Tinger, he looks fitter than what he was
playing.
Bloody
good teams, too. I mean, played in the 01 grand final, but right throughout the 90s, Melbourne actually put a very good team on the park.
Yeah, we did. We were okay. We played in a couple of prelim finals along the way, which is good. But, just couldn't quite crack it. But Big Jeeper, early days as my skipper, was fantastic. And then
the great Jimmy Steins,
Todd Viney, some great players. The Theo X, he was
at one stage, he was nearly the best player in the comp, wasn't he? The Big Ox.
He had an amazing back half of the season in 1994, where he was taking 15 marks and kicking 4 goals from centre half forward every week. So he had a massive purple patch before he got injured.
Yeah.
And Glenn Lovett, of course, we all know the Eagle. Have you known a man happier with what he brings to the table than the Eagle?
He's very happy with himself. He's living in New York these days. He's
caught
just
up with him.
He's just back in town recently. So, but the Eagle, he's a big high flyer these days. He's very hard to get hold of.
Well, he's got his head shoved that far up his freckle. He actually can't get me hearing.
We had Christmas lunch together with the Eagle, but we had to go to the Soho House at this magnificent joint, which cost a bloody fortune. And I see the Eagle didn't put his hand in the pocket, just left it to poor old Fat. How's Neil Danaher going? You're good friends with Neil O, the great man. How's he going?
Yeah, Neil's in great spirits. Obviously, the disease doesn't get any easier. No. But look, we had about 20 of our past players in a room at Lamaro's with Dimmer down there, and Neil was holding court in the middle. Obviously, he can't talk at the moment, but he uses his eye gauge technology to really good effect, and we all just sat around and telling stories and things like that, and so, which is great. In fact, he we got the Danaher drive that we do every year, and just before that, he got myself and Hoppy and Rod Grinter into a room. He said, "Boys, just come over for a cup of coffee, will you?"
Yeah.
So we came over, and what's this all about? Next minute, Neil's got the eye gauge technology out, and he's given us an almighty spray from a bloke who can't even talk anymore.
You got a spray.
I thought we were past that.
Fire up for the drive and make some money. That's what he
wants. That's right. Exactly right.
I think the people with him need it that don't understand, don't know him, don't understand how funny a bastard he is. Yeah.
Very, very funny man. But he's look, he's just been amazing. Continues to be. There's a huge Big Freeze 10 this year coming up. So big year. It's going to be a huge year, actually. Year 10. The beanie. I've had a sneak peek at it.
It
looks unbelievable. So everyone's going to get their hands on that. It'll be a ripper.
All right, get into Brewmanity. It's a fantastic joint. Four levels tomorrow. Of course, we've got the tell us what's
happy
going
hour.
On.
It's happy open hour. All long weekend. If you're having a staycation, or if you're coming from regional Victoria or Tassie or Adelaide to Melbourne, make sure you go to Brewmanity.
Beautiful slow roasted lamb shoulder you can have. It's delicious. It is.
No, I've just added a floor to it, too, Nita. It might be three levels. The old glass factory. Great seeing you, mate. You're an absolute bloody superstar, and we hope this business goes as well as you want it to.
Cheers, guys. Thank you so much.
On your Nita.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.